From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State group. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today, greeted by the Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. The Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key force in the U.S.-led fight against Islamic State. Carter told reporters today the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well. He said they've been what we look for in all of this conflict as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. The Islamic State group has now launched an FM radio channel in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim reports.
Local journalists say the FM channel has been active for almost a month and can also be heard in the provincial capital, Jalalabad. Local provincial council member Zabihullah Azmarai said the broadcast tries to convince the local population that their current system is un-Islamic. Local journalist Anat Khan, who has heard the broadcast, said the population is scared. They say that they will fly the black flag first in Kabul, then in Islamabad, and afterwards in all the capitals of the Muslim world, said Khan. According to the Afghan TV channel Tola News, a spokesman for the provincial governor said they are making efforts to get the station off air. Ayesha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. and Cuban officials have reached agreement on restoring regular commercial flights between the former Cold War foes after more than 50 years. Delegations from both nations have been meeting in Washington since Monday to finalize details of the deal. Several major U.S. airlines have expressed interest in flighting regular routes between Cuba and the U.S. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning that Burundi is on the brink of a civil war that could threaten the entire region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
The African Union is demanding an end to the violence in that country, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence could trigger a civil war there with the kind of ethnic conflict that led to mass killings in neighboring Rwanda in 1994. The council today on Twitter said Africa will not allow another genocide on its soil. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in his annual news conference with reporters, says he is ready to work with any president elected by the American people to develop better ties with the U.S. Regarding Syria, Putin said the Russian military operation there will continue until the start of a political process with the Syrian people to determine who rules the country. On Turkey, which recently shot down a Russian warplane, Mr. Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming the strained ties with the current Turkish leadership and expressed shock that Turkey hadn't tried to explain its action but turned to help from NATO instead. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk on Wednesday said the ban begins in 30 days and affects everything but humanitarian aid. China is now lodging an official protest and threatening sanctions against companies participating in a U.S. arms deal with Taiwan. The U.S. State Department formally notified Congress Wednesday of its plan to sell two naval warships, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Stinger surface-to-air missiles with a total value of $1.83 billion in arms to Taiwan. China regards Taiwan as part of its territory and is threatened to invade the island if it declares independence. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said this latest arms deal is consistent with the U.S. commitment to Taiwan.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry urged the Obama administration instead to cancel the sale and do something more conducive to U.S. and China relations. Global investors are welcoming the U.S. central bank's decision to raise interest rates, that decision announced yesterday. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.